If you're looking for something a little more highbrow at the cinema, I said cinema, check out the Norwegian film Reprise. It's Joachim Trier's debut feature, and critics seem to love its mix of pop culture, punk music, and French poetry. Beth Accomando from member station KPBS has this report.
Something funny happened on the way to Joachim Trier's first film.
Yeah, we were working on a big sort of English language thriller, very, very experimental in its form, but we kind of got lost.
So lost that Trier decided to return to his native Norway for a story about aspiring young writers. Reprise opens with two friends, Philip and Eric, poised in front of a bright red mailbox. They're giddy with visions of fame, fortune, and romance. They weigh the importance of the moment and then drop their manuscripts, as well as their hopes and dreams, into the mail slot. Then a narrator takes over the story to present a montage about their fates.
Manuskriptene ville ankommet forlaget, og de ville straks ha blitt antatt. Bøkene ville kommet ut følgende høst.
The narrator suggests that Eric and Philip will get published, find cult fame, grow disillusioned, fall in and out of love, and then cause a revolution. But wait, this is only one possible outcome. The narrator pauses, the film cuts to black, and suddenly we're back at the mailbox. Director Joachim Trier describes this open as an overture.
People are given a little taste of what's to come, but in a very sort of fixed, condensed way.
Trier says he and co-writer Eskil Vogt wanted to explore not only what happens to Philip and Eric, but also what might have happened. So as the film moves back and forth in time via flashbacks and jump cuts, the narrator observes the characters from the outside and speaks in a literary voice. Here the narrator begins by describing Eric's concerns as he arrives to break up with his girlfriend.
He's kind of an authorial voice, a voice that describes dreams or abstractions or maybe digressive thoughts, thoughts on the sides of the main plot.
So the guilt and awkwardness that Eric feels about dumping his girlfriend prompts a flashback to his childhood and another shameful experience, this time involving his mother and a lecture on internet porn.
I think it's really nice that you use my PC. It's really nice. We share it. Jeg synes ikke det så ålreit at sånne ting popper opp når jeg skrur den på.
We're very inspired by Woody Allen. I mean, let's look at, you know, Annie Hall, for example, to me is a playful film. It's full of formal tricks and small experiments that work wonderfully.
Like when Woody Allen's Alvy Sargent takes us back to his childhood, or pulls Marshall McLuhan from behind a movie poster to weigh in on an argument. Richard Pena chose Reprise as part of the Film Society's prestigious New Directors, New Films program. He says Trier's style springs organically from the character's inability to maintain focus.
One minute they're discussing philosophy, and then suddenly they see a pretty girl, and the head turns, and suddenly the whole conversation goes in a whole other direction.
With Trier in hot pursuit. Pena says the way the film jumps from one idea to the next captures the youthful exuberance of the two men. Trier compares his technique to the fragmentation you find in hip-hop music.
The idea of sampling almost, and the break between things, like montage and film, and certainly the hard breaks in some sorts of hip-hop music are quite inspiring. You know, you become formally aware that you're listening to something where someone's scratching the record.
Reprise opens today in New York and L.A. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.